Okay, hello again. I hope you're having a good day. Well, today we're going to continue through the book of Genesis, and today we're coming up to Genesis 20. We're going to learn about a man who Abraham meets. His name is Abimelech, and he is a sort of a king of a small nation. And so the Bible says in verse 1 that Abraham went south, and he went to a place called Gerar. He stayed there. And so when he got there, he told the king, okay, the king's name was Abimelech. Abraham told King Abimelech that Sarah, you know who Sarah is, right? Sarah is his wife. Remember Abraham and Sarah, and they had Isaac, and or that they hadn't had him yet, but that she was pregnant and going to have a baby. Well, so Abraham tells Abimelech that Sarah is his sister instead of his wife. Why would he do that? Why would he tell her he's his sister? Well, actually, that was a lie. Abraham was not telling the truth. She was a distant relative. She was a relative. I don't know how distant exactly, but she wasn't truly his full-fledged sister. But Abraham told the king that Sarah was his sister. Well, God is watching. God is always watching everything we do, we say, we think. And God comes to Abimelech in verse 3. He comes at nighttime in a dream, and he talks to him and says, Isaac says, you're a dead man, because that woman that you have taken, she is someone's wife. Well, see, Abimelech had seen Sarah, and thinking she was Abraham's sister, had taken her and was going to marry her. And God said, you're a dead man to take another man's wife. Well, Abimelech had no idea she was his wife. And so he says, Lord, will you kill a righteous person in a righteous country? Are you going to destroy a country and a nation? You know that we didn't do this on purpose. We didn't know. Because Abraham, in verse 5, she says, she is my sister. And then she, Sarah, joined in, and she said, oh yeah, Abraham's my brother. And he says, Lord, I didn't know that they were lying to me. I did this with an innocent heart. I was not trying to sin or to deceive anybody or to do wrong. Okay, so this is an interesting problem. So we have a king who has been tricked by godly people. Okay, we have to remember that godly people are not perfect and don't always do the right thing. We have to remember that even people at church and pastors and people who read their Bibles a lot and love the Lord, that doesn't mean that they're always going to do everything right and that they never sin and they never let the flesh and their evil heart take over or do something wrong. Sometimes people do that. They disappoint us. And we just have to realize that that's because the heart is sinful. And while we are on this earth, we're going to struggle with sin, and so will other people. And so God comes to him again in another dream, apparently, and he says, yes, I know that you did this with integrity. I know that you did not mean to be sinning. And so I kept you. We don't know exactly how he did this yet, but he somehow kept Abimelech from going through with it before that dream. And Abimelech did not go and take Sarah as his own wife. And we see how that God protected Abimelech from making a bad mistake. Why? Because God loves us. He loves people. And when people do right, even if they get tricked or something happens that they weren't expecting, God will always protect them. He doesn't want people to sin so that he can judge them. No, he loves us and he wants to help us to stay away from sin. So that's what we learned for now. We'll see what happens next time in the story with Abimelech. But for now, we can see this sort of a strange story that comes up here with Abraham. Okay, goodbye.